Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, and for Scoot in the afternoon, here is what is on our afternoon talk table. Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service? A Texas judge, federal judge, has ruled that the military's male-only draft is unconstitutional. In other words, if we need a draft, they can't just draft men. The Department of Defense officially lifted the ban on women in combat. We know about that. That happened, what, maybe a year ago? So, if men have to register at 18, should women have to register at 18 for the Selective Service? Also, we're going to be talking about spanking your kid. Is it really harmful? I mean, the American Psychiatric Association says you accomplish nothing by spanking your kid. Do you agree with that? Were you spanked as a kid? And let me go ahead and update our Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with the Selective Service just like men do at WWL.com? 61% say yes, 39% say no. Let me tell you a little bit about, you know, this is not a commercial. This is just me. I love to eat, and I do most of the cooking at my house. And when I saw the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, I'm going to tell you, I tried this stuff. I was shopping. Now, I'm one of these people. I make everything from scratch, okay? So I buy all my ingredients, and I said, I'm going to pick up a couple of cans of this and see how it works out. Now, all of a sudden, I run out of time at home. So now I don't have time to cook everything and make my roux and stuff like that. So, I threw the onions and garlic and green onions in the pot and kind of stirred that up a little bit and put my sausage in, put some chicken, open up a can of this stuff. It tastes pretty good. So now I think I throw two or three cans in the pot and I let it cook. And now it's dinner time and I serve it. I thought it tasted pretty good. My wife looks at it, and she says, "Robert, what did you do with this gumbo?" Now, I'm going to get busted here, all right? You put canned stuff in the gumbo, now I'm going to get busted. But what does she say? She says, "This is the best gumbo you have ever cooked." I'm serving for the rest of the family. "Pops, what did you do? This is the best gumbo you've ever cooked." And, you know, all... Oh, my phone's ringing. Can you hear that on the air? All right, hold on. See, I always turn this goofy phone off. This time I didn't turn it off. It's my son. I'll have to call him later. All right. Okay, where are... Now, I'm totally lost. Let's push a button and go to the phones. We're going to go to Terry in Slidell. How are you, Terry?
Hey, Bob.
Hey. Were you dozing there?
Great, man.
You were on your couch, huh?
No, I'm in my truck.
Oh, okay.
I think, not yes, but hell yes, women should have to register for the draft. No doubt about it. They should have, they want equal rights, equal this. You know, hey, man, I wish, who's that, the woman from New York, that congresswoman, Ocasio or whatever her name is, she should have to register for the draft.
Woo!
You know, and that other one, they all should. I mean, why not? They know better. I mean, she thinks she's better than anybody else. Yeah, I think they should register for the draft.
Yeah, I can't recall her name, but boy, she'd make a good drill sergeant. Woo, man!
No, she'd be something else. But anyway, and it's a lot of things with the draft that could make this country much better.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got all the crime with these juvenile teenagers. Well, let the military police round them up, check their IDs. They're not registered for the draft. Guess what? We got a job for you in the military because that is a federal offense.
That's right.
Not register for the draft.
Well, let me ask you this, Terry.
Round them up.
I don't remember, but it seems to me, I think it was, I know when I was a young kid, I guess that would be right after World War II, didn't sometimes judges, rather than put them in jail, send them to the military?
Oh, a friend of mine happened at a long time ago, but, you know, I'm 65, so I was registered. Fortunately, my number didn't get called in the last couple years of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I there's no doubt in my mind they should have to register. And I watched a thing the other day. I don't know if you watched the presidents at war, Bob, about Bush, Kennedy, Eisenhower, and Ford, Reagan, and I'm trying to think of the other ones, Nixon. Mm-hmm. You know, how they fought in World War II and how that influenced their
right.
way they thought about what went on.
I saw
that. That's another thing.
You know about the special on, is it HBO or one of those?
No, this was on the History Channel.
Yeah,
they
I did see that. That was really good.
See, that's another thing. I think if you're going to be in Congress or men, women, mm-hmm. I think they have to be, should be in the military for at least 2 years, even if you're going to be able to run for office. And there's something in Israel that I really agree with. When the people meet boys and girls make 19 years old, they have to spend 2 years in the military.
Years.
And I think that should be done in the United States also.
It would
make all these.
Yeah.
One more thing, Bob, and I'll let you go. You
sure.
talk about spanking. There's something else. I don't have no problem with spanking. Why not? And they say they don't keep scores in these kids' softball, baseball, basketball games. What's the difference? Okay? There's no score. Nobody wins. Nobody loses.
I know.
That's something else, the problem we have with the country today. They have, nobody wins. We were just playing, the experience, the game. Hey, when you grew up, Bob, when you came in second, what did you get?
Zip.
Nothing. When you came in first, you won. So that's the way I feel about it.
You know what the problem is, Terry? You and I are just too old school. We don't want to change, but you're right.
I agree with you 100%, and that's the problem with this country today. We got to listen to these millennials. Oh, we can't keep score. You know, it's going to hurt our kids. We can't spank them.
I remember I went to a soccer game when one of my grandsons was real young, and I get there, and I ask, what's the score? And they say, we don't know. What do you don't know? Well, we don't keep score. What kind of game is that? Terry, I appreciate you phoning in, buddy, okay?
All right. You got it, Bob.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a break right now, and I'll get right back. Well, hold on. Sandy, hold on. I came
I'm
to you.
Home.
Oh,
I'm
hold
home.
On. All right. Now I'm going to try to push. You got it? Okay. See, doesn't even trust me to push the right button on the telephone. All right. Coming right back on WWL. All right. Welcome back. We will go right to the phone so we don't waste any time at all. We're going to go to Sandy in the Irish Channel. Sandy, do you agree with this report that says, under no circumstances should you spank your kids, that it can lead to their mental health down the road? And it goes on to say that it's not going to be long term. You spank them, you might correct them on something for a very short period of time, but down the road they're not going to learn anything from that.
Well, as kids, I worked at a elementary school, and kids that didn't get a spanking was the hardest ones to discipline. You can't hit me, I'm going to tell my mama. And so one time, because I lived in the neighborhood where I worked at, did the mama come and the classroom.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I just heard you laughing, which you were laughing.
Oh, this child was in, I worked at a school where I went up to from pre-K to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would tell them, you have to, can't let them just run over you. If you don't stop it, I'm going to come over and give you a spanking. You can't spank me. I'm going to tell my mama.
Right. That's
well,
right.
I told the mama everything the child said, and I said, so he said, my mama gave me a whipping because you told on me. And I see the same children today sometime. I don't live in the Broadmoor area anymore. And I get hugs and kisses because the ones who needed a spanking and didn't get the spanking is the ones that went west. Now, for military, yes. I have my cousin's daughter from San Antonio is coming by me for Mardi Gras, and she's a sergeant, and she's up for another promotion in the military, and she's in San Antonio, and she lived in Japan in the military for 5 years.
But she volunteered, right?
No, she didn't. Yeah, she did. I think she did.
Well, no, she couldn't have been drafted, so she had to volunteer. See, with me, and you know, I can picture my grandsons. I have no problem signing their little butts up and putting them in the military. You know, in fact, I wish they would have to go in the military for a couple of years. But my granddaughters, I just don't know if I could do it. I can't see them in fatigues and being G.I. Jane. I don't know whether I want to see.
Have you ever seen the females march in the parades? Because we have a lot of parades here.
Oh, listen, you know, I have no objection to women being in the military. Just not my granddaughters, that's all.
Boy, boy. Well, a guy that's with the gumbo and the hidden secrets sure gave me an idea. Because I have a lot of people coming from San Antonio. But the first place they want to go is to the World War II Museum.
Uh-huh.
Because they all military, the ones that's coming in. I hope they get a discount.
I think they do, but the World War II Museum is just an excellent place to go. Sandy, I've enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so very much, all right?
All right, and I'm glad I got a little secret about the gumbo.
The gumbo?
I hope his family wasn't listening so he could do it again.
No, and I believe me, I am not making that up. It was a desperate thing in my point, and my thought was, you know, how can in a can be good? But I tell you, I did not, because I cooked a big pot of it, and I put some in the freezer. I did not say a word. I hope my wife is not listening, but everyone said, "Ah, Pops, this is the best gumbo," and so now that's what I use.
Well, you gave me a good idea.
All right.
And I was at a funeral once, but I'm not going to say it because it's somebody popular in New Orleans. And somebody said, "How did your mama feed all of y'all children?" He said, "Don't think, well, we had red beans most of the time." And he said, "Don't think she never ran out because we used to throw a couple of cans of Blue Runners in there, too." It's somebody that y'all like very much, so I'm not going to call their name.
So
but
I thought you anyway. Were gonna. I thought you were going to tell me that you served gumbo at the funeral.
No, it was their mom's funeral, and I was there, and I just thought it was so cute when he said that. It's somebody that's really, really nice in New Orleans. It's a really, really nice family.
All right.
One day I might tell it. And they say, "Well, how did your mama manage to feed all of y'all?" And he said, "I think we ran out of beans. My mama threw some Blue Runners in." All right, I enjoy your program, and I enjoy Scoot is funny.
Thank you. Well, I'm not Scoot, but so am I funny?
Yeah, you're funny.
All right, okay.
Because your secret just came out about the Blue Runners. I'm going to get some right now.
All right.
Because I'm a volunteer for the homeless on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
And we serve beans, but I'm going to get some Blue Runners and give it to the nun, and she'll probably fix them up for them.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mary. Mary, thank you for calling WWL.
Hi. Thank you, Pat. Hear me?
I can. Yeah, you're way off in the background. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, let me turn that off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Okay.
There you go, Mary. All right, Mary. So should women have to register for the Selective Service at the age of 18, just like men do?
Oh. I'm not sure about that. I'm listening to you about your granddaughter, so I don't know. I'm hung out there on that one.
Well, you see, it's easy. It's easy for me to say, well, okay, if men have to do it, then women have to do it too. But then when it gets down to my granddaughter's going, that's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me there's enough manly women nowadays that you wouldn't have to make it. You know,
manly
I mean,
women.
Hillary really messed up a lot of women, I'm going to tell you.
You want to explain what manly women really are? You want to help me with that?
Well, they want to wear the pants. They want to run the world.
Is Hillary a manly? Is Hillary a manly woman?
Yes. Yes. So is Michelle.
See, I would not want to meet Hillary in a back alley somewhere. She'd beat my butt. I know that. So, all right, what are we talking about? Spanking, right. Let's get back to that.
Yes, don't spare the rod, by all means. I mean, you don't beat them with a rod, but I was 4 years old, and my mom laid down for a nap, and I wanted to make a sandwich, and we were out of bread. We were living in Mandeville, And I had to walk about, I snuck a dollar out of her purse, and I headed to our little local corner pack in Mandeville, and I got my bread. Well, she woke up, I was gone. Police were looking for me everywhere, and they found me at corner pack. I got a free icy because they knew what I was going to get when I got home. And my dad told me, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, and I got the belt. And I never went and to the store by myself again.
How old were you, Mary? How old?
Four.
Four. Wow.
4 years old.
I never believed that line. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Never. Because I told my mom, I said, well, let me spank you. That didn't work very well. I was a smart you-know-what when I was a kid. But, Mary, I appreciate you phoning in. Thank you so much.
Oh, one more thing. What was that? I missed out on what you put in your gumbo. What was the canned stuff you put in the gumbo?
It was... That's what I get for opening my mouth. I was talking about I was talking about the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, and I mentioned that one day I was in the store and I saw this and I picked up a couple of cans, really didn't even know what I was getting. And then I used them one day because I got I got behind in my gumbo cooking and didn't have a lot of time. And again, this is not a commercial. I'm just telling you. I know it sounds like one, but this is not a commercial. This is a real experience.
No.
And my wife looks at me and she says, Robert, this is the best gumbo you've ever cooked. And I just didn't say a word. But I didn't say a word. And hopefully, she never listened, so hopefully it won't get back to her. I never said a word. Oh, yeah, I worked hard. This is the best gumbo you've ever had, Pops. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I got it. I thought you put something in your gumbo, but okay.
Just
run a gumbo.
Just throw a whole bunch of stuff in the pot, like onions, garlic, sausage, chicken, and then you put this stuff in, and it's good.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
All right. It's turning out to be a half hour commercial for Blue Runner. All right, maybe I'll fix some gumbo and bring it in Friday or something like that. Well, I don't know whether I'll be here Friday. We're waiting to hear from Scoot. If you don't know what happened to Scoot, he got run over by a motorcycle, busted his ankle, and I think they went into surgery and fixed the ankle today. And so as soon as he gets where he can function, he will be back with you guys. All right, I'm not going to go to another call right now because I'll only be able to give you around 30 seconds. So let me recap right now, if you just tuned in, what we are talking about. A Texas judge recently ruled that the military's male-only draft is unconstitutional. In other words, in the time of a draft, you can't just draft men because women have been approved for combat. So if it's against the rules or against the unconstitutional, to only draft men, should it be unconstitutional to only have men sign up for selective service? So is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service? All right, we are going to take a break, and then we will come back with more of your phone calls. My phone number is 260-1870. You can text me at 870-870. Right now we're going to break for CBS News, and then we'll have more WWL Live and Local News with Jim Hanzo. That's Aretha. Of course, I say a little prayer. That's what my mom would tell me sometime before she would spank me. Boy, I'm going to say a little prayer for you. Now I'm going to get you. All right, let's get back to our phones. We're talking about the American Psychological Association. They have issued a group statement, and it says, not only is spanking harmful, but it isn't effective. Research indicates that physical discipline is not effective in achieving parents' long-term goals of decreasing aggressive and defiant behavior in children. So did spanking work for you, and do you spank your only kid, your kids? Tammy, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tammy, I think you want to answer our Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question, right? Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service just like the men do?
Well, I think it's each his own. I think it's up to certain women. You know, for me, I'm going to speak about me.
myself, I don't want it.
Yeah, but men have to. There's no choice. Men have to. And now that they ruled that it's illegal, it's unconstitutional to draft just men, then it leaves it open for women. In other words, if a man, if we're going to be equal rights, if a man has to, not that they want to, if they have to sign up for selective service, shouldn't women have to do the same thing?
No.
No?
Why? If you qualify for a position, if you qualify for a position and you have the credentials and you qualify for it, then pay that person.
No, it's not that way. And when you're 18 and when you're a guy, whether you want to or not, you must sign up with Selective Service. That doesn't mean that you're joining the military. It just means that you're in this pool where if they were a draft, then you would be available. But a man, I have two grandsons, both 18. They had no choice. They had to. The law says that you must take and register with Selective Service. So if men have to do it, why shouldn't women have to do it?
Okay, so they don't have to serve in the service, you know, they just have to sign up.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's fine then, as long as they ain't got to serve, because I don't want to sign, and I don't want to serve. I want to stay in my lane as a lady, you know. I want to do lady things. I want to smell good. I want to put on a cute dress. I want to do my nails, and I want to stay in my lane. I don't want to go under a hood, and I don't want to drive all that big, heavy equipment. No, so...
So
for the men, that's fine.
You sound like you are a typical New Orleans woman.
Praise his holy name.
All right, where do you stand on spanking, Tammy? The kids.
Well, spanking is all right with me. I'm one of the six kids, and I don't recall getting spanked much. I really don't. I remember one time for myself. I went to Mardi Gras. I went, some of my girlfriends, and they were saying they were going on Canal Street, and we going to the Mardi Gras, and we going to see the floats and the parades and stuff. And I wanted to go. My mom had took us that morning already, and I wanted to go back. But what happened was I did go back. I snuck and went back with my girlfriends. And why did I do that? I went and had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? Guess when I came back.
Mom was waiting for you.
Was she waiting for me? Baby, I stood in the floor of the project at that time.
Uh-huh.
And from the, you can hear me screaming from the Florida to Canal Street.
All right,
so,
Tammy.
You know, it's to eat. You know, we caught whipping, but then we didn't catch them, you know, but that's because we knew what to do.
Okay,
you
before
know, my mom spoke.
Yeah, but before I go to my break, let me ask you this question. Are you glad Mom spanked you?
Yes, indeed, because I wouldn't be the beautiful woman that I am today. I'm all right. I'm good.
Well, I'm with you. If my mom wouldn't have beat me, I wouldn't be the handsome man I am today. So
that's right, and I think I see a lot of kids today, and their parents don't do it.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm looking at them.
You're right.
I'm looking at them. Tell Scoop I love him.
All right, I will. He should be back in a couple of days, we hope so. Thank you, Tammy, for calling. We are going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls on is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service the way men do? We'll find out. We'll come in right back on WWL. Welcome back. I'll get to the phones in less than a minute. Let me read a couple of text messages. Let's see. Women should be drafted, starting with Alexandra Cortez. She would fight the enemy with solar panels, windmills, and cow patties. All right. Let me see. I did have a couple of good ones I wanted to get to. Here's one. If you want equal rights, you can't pick and choose which equal rights you want to be a part of. Either you do or either you don't, and why is my daughter's life more important than your son's life? All right, let's get back to our phone calls. We have Ronnie calling from River Ridge. Ronnie, thank you for calling WWL. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
Ronnie, do you think spanking helps or hurts children? The American Psychological Association is saying that in the future, it may help discipline your child in the short range, but in the long range, it doesn't work very well. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Nah, I got to disagree with the APA. I went I went to St. Augustine High School, St. Aug in New Orleans, and for years we had paddle. We you know, St. Aug has a paddle. Mm-hmm. Until 2010. I went back in the 90s. And I know a lot of St. Augustine alumni today, they feel like, you know, hey, we got rid of the paddle. We got rid of the discipline. And that's not the school that I went to. It's not the school I want to send my son to. And there's no diss to St. Aug, but, you know, I just feel like it made us who we are, you know?
You know, what I can't understand, and this conversation we get into a couple of times a year, where do people like the American Psychological Association, how do they draw these conclusions? Because every person that I've talked to who was spanked as a child and is successful today say the same exact thing. I'm glad my parents spanked me. I'm glad they disciplined me that way. I've never met anyone that said, oh, man, I wish my parents would not have spanked me.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about the test group, and I would think it would be site specific. Like like I brought up St. Aug. The boys that go to St. Aug, you know, we have a pretty rich history, and I don't think it's because we get the best students. I don't think it's because we have the best academics or extracurricular mm-hmm. activities or anything. I think it all started at discipline. If you have discipline, you can do everything else. And I know the big thing today is about schools and the prison, the school, the pipeline, prison pipeline thing, uh-huh. where, and you know, the discipline is too rigid. It's, you know, it takes away from creativity. But I beg to differ, man. It kind of focuses you, and I just don't agree.
Well, you can't go too far. I had a woman who called in earlier, and she said that she got spanked by going get a switch and then coming inside and stripping all of her clothes off. And that's what her parents beat her. I think that's way, way, way over the top. I would never consider anything like that.
And that's the thing. I think we have there's a difference between a spanking, discipline, and abuse.
And a beating.
You know, it's 'cause that's psychological abuse right there.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a difference between the two, man. And as far as the women in the military, mm-hmm. I'm a former Marine. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
All right. Thank you so much. We go to Craig in Metairie. Craig, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yesterday, I'm the one with the nine brothers and sisters. My mother put my hand in the paint.
Uh-huh. I remember you.
Okay. Well, as far as the spanking thing, my parents never spanked us. And they basically, I guess they were early thinking of what they did, but like nowadays, you don't need to spank a kid. You take away their phone, you take away their, and they're gonna go crazy, you know, they're gonna learn, you know.
Well,
but go ahead.
I have a friend who spanked his son from time to time, and he told me now all he has to do is say, I'm going to get the belt. And then the kid totally collapses, screams and yells, oh, please don't, I'll never do that again. So I guess just the thought of it works.
Well, the reason why I called is about 15 years ago, I worked for a grocery store, and I was a manager. And there was a lady who had a switch, and every time the kid went to her kid, well, I guess it was a granddaughter or whatever, because she looked too old to have it. But every time she went to reach for something, the lady would hit her with the switch. And you could see on the girl's arm that, I mean, she's been doing this a long time because she's been bruising this kid. So I grabbed the switch from the lady, and she started wailing on me. and I ended up having to call the cops, and they arrested her for child abuse.
Yeah, that's tough to step in when someone is disciplining their kid. But I hope that if ever I saw that, I'd do the same thing you did.
And you know, that, and as far as the women signing up, I think they should, but I'm sure you know as I do, all these politicians and everybody, they're going to make a way that they're going to make sure that they draft the men first and before they have to draft the women. They're going to put them behind, you know, in the back of the list.
I would think that you got a real good point there. I could see that happening. All right, we will take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, and I'll try to get to a couple of the text messages. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. All right, welcome back. Let me read one or two quick text messages before I go to the phones. Here's one. Bob, what happens when an 18-year-old boy identifies as a female? Does he have to register? I'm not qualified to answer that. Let's go to Hudson. Hudson in Pensacola, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there today. I'm kind of, this weather's terrible, but.
Yeah, it's a little gloomy over here, too. But, yeah, so I was calling to talk about the signing up for the military. And absolutely, I think in this day and age where everyone wants to be equal, I think you should. You know, everyone should be on that equal laying ground. And I wasn't going to call in and talk about this subject, but you had a caller last hour, I believe, toward the end of the hour, a female, and she said, we want equal pay. And you also had a text messenger that said sort of the same thing. You can't pick and choose what you want to be equal in. And so I just sort of feel like you can't pick and choose. If we want equality, then we need equality across the board. And there's so many smart women in this world that I think – Whenever anyone says military in a draft, they automatically think front lines. There are so many smart women that could be doing other things behind the scenes, technology related. There's so many positions that need to be filled. It's not just front lines fighting on the battleground.
But some women do want to go to combat, and that has been approved. You know, I'm with you on that. And somebody sent me a text message wanting to know where's the Me Too movement on this. If we're going to treat women equally, and we should, absolutely. I think women should make the same pay. I think everything. I think we should be incredibly fair with that. But like you said, you can't say, well, it's okay to have men sign up at 18, but it's not okay. It's not okay for women. And what I want to know is that since they do this, is any of this going to be retroactive? I believe I read somewhere that it's basically between the ages of 18, I think, and 25. So does that mean that once this clears all the legal hurdles, will women who are, let's say, 19 and 20 now have to go sign up, or do they draw a line and start from that point? That I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be above my pay grade as well. But what I would say is that, and I just lost my train of thought. What I would say is, like I said, there's so many positions available. It doesn't have to necessarily, if a woman wants to fight combat, obviously they want to do that, they can. But there's so many different positions. But what I was going to say is, really, aren't we at a point in this country where we really don't need a draft anymore? Aren't there enough people signing up for the military anyway that this is really just a talking point?
Well, no. At 18, men are required. You don't have an option. At 18, you have to sign up for selective service. So what we're saying here and what they're talking about is that if men have to do it, and since women can join the combat, and a judge recently ruled that the military's male-only draft. In other words, if there is a draft, you can't just draft men. So if that is now the new norm, then women should have to register when they get to 18 also.
Yes, and I would agree with that.
All right, Hudson, thank you so very much. All right, if you're on hold, like Philly and Rhett, do me a big favor. Hang on. I'll get to you right after the top of the news here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.